himself at 26 years. He is a Greek Cypriot. His first book was The Magus of Strombos, about a contemporary esoteric group in Cyprus. But his more recent books have been about the forgotten path of Eastern mystical Christianity. So just the way the Platonic tradition, the way Mount Athos, he has a book called The Mountain of Silence, about the way these mystical traditions have been preserved intact since Byzantine times. A lot of it still goes on in the mountain monasteries of Cyprus, which we won't spend the whole time there, but we will visit them. You can see that dark stretch there. These are the true Oros mountains. They're very forested, green, pristine environment. So these high mountain monasteries are surrounded by silent forests. That is another side of Aphrodite. That's the birthplace of Aphrodite. So, something a little different. That's where she's said to emerge from the foam in the Mediterranean there. That is one of those Cypriot mountain monasteries that I mentioned to you. Way up high, and I am looking forward. We found a wonderful one called Mesopotamos when I was there in October, and I hope we can go back there. It was beautiful. A little one, it was remote, it was totally undeveloped. The peace and the serenity there was gorgeous. And some old monks just working on the icons there, very much keeping that tradition alive, with the way the icons in the Orthodox tradition are very comparable to the Tibetan tankas. In many ways, they have lots of esoteric wisdom within them. And there, that's just the last shot there of the coast of Cyprus, and just a nice little evocative image of the blue of the Mediterranean. So, you know, this is a huge subject. We could talk all day about Alexander. You could really just only scratch the surface. And I want to give John and Carl plenty of time to do their thing. So we're going to look at, now in the second session, at how some of the, what do you want to tell us, John?
What we're going to do is, so the plan is that
we'll take a break.
But this is what we're going to work with. We're going to this is a pattern that Aristotle talks about, and then also appears in Granada. So it's passed through Greek culture, Euclid, Aristotle, all the way to the Muslim culture in southern Spain. So we'll be talking about this. Carl will show you how to draw it. And then what we'll do is we're going to gather, we'll make this pattern, we'll cut this pattern out, put it on the floor, and gather around it, and we'll go into more of that.
Yeah, anyway, so we'll have a little practical experience of bringing some of the wisdom about. So let's take a 5-minute break.